9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 4th of January, 28 degrees, a wind chill of 17 on our way to 42 degrees today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are things going today?
Great. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. How did, the end of the calendar year close out here for you and the Emporia Arts Center?
Yes, we were very busy in November and December. We finished off the year with our art gift, which went extremely well, and we are excited for a new year to experience the arts in 2023.
So let's talk first about some art classes here for the winter. What's going on at the Arts Center, Don?
Sure. Our classes have now been posted on our website and our Facebook, and we brought back a lot of the traditional classes. We are excited again to have the beginner and intermediate stained glass, which was a very, very popular class for the last 6 months. John Tudor teaches that, and he does a fabulous job with all of his students, and that begins next week. And those are four-week sessions, which you will learn all there is to know about stained glass. And then we have Tracy Whipple coming in and teaching some of her techniques with framed glass mosaics. And, of course, we're bringing back the adult clay classes, which is called Coffee and Clay. And Granada Coffee provides our coffee for that class. And we have lots of people enrolled in the Coffee and Clay, and the Kids Clay Club is coming back as well. So we've got a lot of fun activities for the winter. So I know it's cold to be outside, so you can come into the Art Center and warm up and take some classes.
Dawn, how important is it to have kind of new spins on the different traditional art options that you currently have and to try to keep things fresh? And I guess the other question comes up is just how much time are you kind of spending using that mental energy to keep all of the activities fresh at the Art Center?
Absolutely. Molly Mansell, our educational outreach coordinator, does a fantastic job of looking around at the different fads going around with art and trying to recreate those and bring them to our classroom. And we really survey kind of the kids and see what they enjoy and what they want to learn. So we kind of grow, and we're really excited. We have a big announcement. We have raised all of our funds for the Kansas Community Tax Credit. So as you're talking about evolving, we are bringing a 2D, 3D design lab to the Emporia Arts Council, and we are really excited to get started on that this fall, and that will be a whole new classroom and all sorts of new software for 2D and 3D designing. And so that's kind of where our kids are learning with the computer, and they enjoy that. We'll keep the traditional, watercolors and acrylics and things, but this is just to keep evolving with the times.
I was going to ask how significant that step is, especially given the modernization and evolution of art.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just asking how significant that step is to have that new option available, especially given, maybe the evolution and modernization of art as things continue moving forward.
I think it's a huge step. We have grown so much in our 11 years just at 815 Commercial. And as I said, just keeping up with the times and evolving with what's going on is very crucial to the organization and for the kids. I mean, it's great to keep them engaged and involved in the arts. And so this is our way of just keeping up with the times.
You mentioned the art classes, Dawn. You have those listed on your website. Is there like a deadline to sign up? How does that work for these classes?
No, you can actually sign up the day of classes. We do ask if you could, if you know that you want to attend, to pre-register just so we know how many students we will have in that class. But sometimes I understand being a mom, it's late notice. So we will take latecomers to our classes as well. So please take a look at our website or our Facebook page.
Well, let's talk about 2023 performances through the Emporia Arts Center. What might be coming down the road here, Dawn?
Yes, well, we kind of stacked our winter and our spring with all of our performances, which is really, really exciting. And to kick it off in February, on February 23rd, we have a group of flamenco dancers, and they are called Melado. And what is so amazing right now, I'm just kind of geeking out on this, is because they are on the America's Got Talent All-Stars. So if you're not familiar with that, there is about 60 participants that have been on America's Got Talent past seasons, and this includes the All-Stars. And so we're talking about worldwide. We're talking about Canada, Britain, Australia, Germany, all sorts of different countries, and some of the winners from those countries and fan favorites have been invited back to participate in the All-Stars for America's Got Talent. So to have Melado here in Emporia in February, I think is just fantastic. And as I said, they are traditional Argentine folk dance, but they actually take it to a whole new level by adding different dance styles like flamenco and urban percussion instruments. And there's 13 of them, and they are very energetic, and I'm sure everyone that attends this performance will be very pleased with Melado.
And that's February 23rd at, the Granada?
Yes, that is at the Emporia Granada Theater at 7 o'clock. And then just 2 days after February 23rd, on the 25th, we have Dragons and Mythical Beasts, which is a theater production of large-scale dinosaur puppets. And they have, the artists have brought these puppets to life, and we've got big, huge dinosaurs, talking rocks, talking trolls, fairies, all sorts of things. So if you love the Harry Potter storyline, kids will love the Dragons and Mythical Beasts. And this group is actually from the creator of Dinosaur Zoo Live, which we had back in 2017, which we had quite the audience for that, and I think everyone enjoyed that very much. And they were also elected as or nominated for the Best Family Show of the Year for theater production for 2022. So they will be here Saturday, February 25th.
You had me at talking trolls, I'll tell you.
I know.
Outstanding.
Magical.
I wanted to go just a couple more deep into the list here too, Dawn, because, yes. I mean, seriously, you've got a great performance coming up here March 14th.
Oh, you're talking about One Night of Queen.
I am talking One Night of Queen, yes.
Let's bring out the Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. Gary Mullen, he is from England, and he has done this for over 20 years, and he is probably the best tribute artist for Freddie Mercury, and you will hear all of the amazing songs from Freddie Mercury, We Are the Champions, Under Pressure, another one, Bites the Dust, so definitely One Night of Queen will rock you. So that is Tuesday, March 14th. And a little fun tip about Gary Mullen, he performed in New York at New York Times Square this summer and sold out, as well as McCain Auditorium and in Manhattan, and also at KU Lee Center in Lawrence. So to have them here back in Kansas in 2023, we are looking for a huge audience participation for One Night of Queen.
All right, so a list of performances on your website and I'm sure Facebook. Are tickets available now, Dawn?
Yes, tickets are available. You can stop by the Emporia Arts Center at 815 Commercial or look us up at EmporiaKSArts.org, and you can purchase tickets through our online platform. Tickets for adults are $25 and youth are $12.50.
So it's all kicks off with Melivo coming up 7 p.m. February 23rd, Granada Theater, and Dawn is geeking out over that. So there's your testimonial right there.
Dawn, I had one more.
That will be fantastic.
Dawn, I had one more question, and it's hard to believe though that you guys have been over at the 815 Commercial address now, as you mentioned here, for 11 years. What has that location really meant for you in expanding arts locally and regionally here over that time period?
Yeah, and I guess I kind of misspoke. We actually moved in January 2011, so we're on our 13th year. So, as we were talking about this, just the changes that we are doing and evolving with the times, and the 815 Commercial address has just been a wonderful addition to downtown Emporia, and we love participating in the Emporia First Friday Art Walk. So, I mean, there's just so many wonderful things to be said about having our location downtown.
Dawn, always a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate it, and a Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year, guys. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Dawn Young, who is Executive Director of the Emporia Arts Center. Things are off to a fast start in 2023.
Absolutely, and if you'd like to be part of our 720 Newsmaker interview slot every weekday, next week's Why.